On Wednesday, the Director General for Traffic Police, Major Con John Akot, banned driving assessment certificates. In the past, police often demanded the certificates from motorists who had driver's license. Officers would force motorists to pay for a driving test if they do not have the certificate. Juba resident Danson Machek welcomed the move and says he hopes the police do not ask for it in the future, since every motorist who owns a driver license has already passed a driving skills test.
So I'm not supposed to be asked about driving certificate or assessment when I already have a license. It's the assessment that should be given to me first. Then when I get my license, I don't need to do anything with assessment.
Machek says he does not understand why police demand that motorists carry fire extinguisher in their cars either.
I hope this time, after this, they will do away with the fire extinguisher. Because personal car, I don't need to have fire extinguisher. How many people have they saved on the road that has been maybe involved in the car accident that involved the fire, or just a fire in the car?
Juba resident Manuon Mayen says he is glad the government stopped the officers from asking for driving assessment certificates, which he says disrupted business.
I think it has been very hectic and so challenging, because even if they have the required documents, they've been asked to stop. Yes, they could stop. Delay, there have been a lot of delays, and since it is now removed, I think they are going to enjoy the business as usual. And
Juba driver James Luate also supports the ban on driving assessment certificates, but says police could continue to ensure that only qualified drivers are allowed to get behind the wheel.
They are new drivers, they don't have even the license, but they used to drive and they drive recklessly. So to check on them, at least it gives them fear that they can really drive well, and they can go and get their license before driving.
Motorists often complain that officers were exploiting the use of certificates to extort money from drivers. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.